You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Back in it downtown, Petco Park, a new beginning, let's go. Started back rocking the brown. Ever since we've been knocking them down. Baby said she wanna go to the game. Taught her how to say Padre gang. Started back rocking the brown. Ever since we've been knocking them down. Mitchell and Ness with the old school name. All of the homies holler Padre gang. Yeah, that.
And good day, everybody. Welcome to episode 167 of the Talking Friars podcast and YouTube show. I'm your host, Ben Fadden. This is brought to you by Gaglione Bros, famous cheesesteaks and garlic fries. Thank you so much, Lauren Shahadi. This is the guest for today's episode. My favorite woman sports personality on TV on the planet. Thank you so much, Lauren, for coming on.
Oh my gosh, that's quite an intro. I'm honored to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, so to start off, I know D-Row loves this question. What do you have for breakfast?
Ah, yes, that's an awesome question to start. I have the same thing every day for breakfast, an omelet with peppers, cheese, broccoli, two pieces of bread, butter, and a chai tea latte.
Wow, that's detailed. Okay.
We get up early for the show. Yeah. So starving.
Yeah. All right, let's get into the Padres here first. I know you picked them last year. You had the jersey down there in the right corner. Of you picking them last year to win the World Series, that obviously didn't happen. What do you think about this year? Do you think this year's team has the better opportunity than the team to win the World Series, based on the better rotation, the better manager and stuff like that?
You hit on it with the rotation. For me, I've just watched with TBS and MLB Network the postseason games, and it starts and ends on the mound. It just does. It always has. I think it always will. Of course, you need to put up runs. But for me, the teams that can cover the mid-games, the mid-innings, you know, game four of a seven-game series, and you have the sixth inning, that the arms, right? And they have a surplus. They actually have some question marks, you know, in that rotation because Blake Snell came back. And they were doing that piggy bank thing with Clevinger. And it's going to be interesting to see what they do, but it's a great problem to have. You, Darvish, I mean, if you take out that one bad start, I think it was against San Francisco, he has been flawless. He is in a rhythm. He's got, it seems like, eight pitches. I don't know if that's true. That's what it seems like, right? It's almost like too much, but he harnesses it and his pitch mix is great. And gosh, to answer your question, yes, there's a better chance this year. The West is tough. It's wild, right?
Very tough, yeah. And then I know the Rockies and Diamondbacks are kind of falling off now, but they were off to really good starts.
Yeah, they are.
All right, with Manny Machado, obviously there's been a lot of media, his whole career pretty much, you know, with the dirty player stuff and questioning about his leadership and all that. Do you think that he can still win the MVP this year, despite some people in the media still having that notion about him?
You know, part of the benefit of our job is that we get to meet the players, right? We get to know them, and we get to go to spring training, and we get to go to postseason baseball. So we sit down with them. We actually talk to them. It's not just watching and what you see on the TV screen. And I sat down with Manny Machado, maybe it was 5 years ago. Was he in Baltimore? I think at the time he was. And he was a superstar then, right? He was in numbers for days. And he was as humble a guy. It was the best impression, one of the best impressions of any player in the league. I'd say top 10 to this day. He was very insightful. He respected the game. So that's how I see Manny Machado, right? Like, you only know what you see and how you meet them. I think that he's still, through all of it, underrated. I think his swing is so darn sweet. It just looks beautiful to me. And he does thing on a baseball field that others can't. So, gosh, I'm a huge fan of Manny Machado. You'll lock in sometimes, you know, sometimes West Coast games, you don't see as much if you're on the East Coast. I live on the East Coast. But if you lock in on Manny Machado night in and night out, he does special things on the field.
Robinson Cano and Manny Machado, that might be the best swing duo in the league.
It's so funny you say that, because I was talking the other day when Robinson Cano and the Mets parted ways, and then there were rumors that he was going to go to the Padres. And I thought to myself, I said, this clubhouse has Luke Voit, Fernando Tatis when he comes back, Robinson Cano, Manny Machado, Blake Snell, like the mix of personalities, Joe Musgrove, like it's all so interesting to me. A lot of big person, Eric Hosmer, a lot of big personalities there. But yeah, Cano's had some big hits. I mean, he had one yesterday to put him on the board. And then, gosh, I think it was Tuesday night, a big hit as well. So, look, I mean, the back of the baseball card is what it is per reason.
Yeah. And he made a diving play yesterday as well. Yeah. What's been your favorite moment so far with TBS as the pre and post game host? What stands out to me is that one night where Shaq was in there and you had to talk to him and tell him where to stand in the box.
He's an angel. Like, he is a giant teddy bear, such a kind human being. He, you know, those superstars, you meet him and you're like, he was the exact opposite. He lived up to what I thought he would be and then some. And he's so humble. He came in. The first thing he did, this is how you can tell the makeup of a man, right? He came in and he said hi to every single person in the studio, shook their hands. Hi, I'm Shaq. And everyone's like, I know. We know who you are. But it was so interesting because we always talk about how sports don't always translate to the next. So Pedro Martinez is in the box. He's trying to strike Shaq out. And Shaq, he's like, what, how do I stand? We're like, what? What do you mean? How do you stand? You're an athlete. But it was just funny. I don't know if it was just for cameras, but that was definitely the one that sticks out as the best.
Yeah. And then with MLB Central, you've been there obviously since it started. With Matty V, I've had him on, and then D-Row. Now with Roflo, how proud are you of how much it's grown since that started?
You know, it's funny because when you first start a show, you don't know what it's going to be. You don't know the mix of personalities. I had just met D-Row the week before when we started that show. But our goal is to have a conversation about baseball and fun and just say you're invited, right? It's not a show. So many times you see a show and you're, you know, turning to this camera or, you know, single up on this camera. It's like making your point, but, you know, robotic in a sense. Gosh, we just thought, let's have a conversation like the cameras aren't even on and invite fans inside to have breakfast with us. And that's what we've done. And the evolution has been just that. We have evolved to that. In my mind, we're having a conversation. Because let me tell you, when we go to the break, when we go to commercial, the conversation continues. It's the same thing. You know, and maybe like more personal stories. It's the same thing.
Right. And I think the big aspect of it is the couch, right?
Of course. Yeah, it's inviting. It's more relaxed. You know, we're having coffee. They're having coffee. Sometimes we're eating cookies and, you know, commercial break, or we're finishing off our omelet. But that's kind of the beauty of it, right? It's that you're just relaxed and you're talking about the game you love.
Right. All right. I have a recommendation for the Jersey City segment.
Oh, okay. Let's go.
Nabil Chrismet.
Okay.
He was a reliever. He's a reliever right now for the Padres. And last year, no one knew him. It wasn't even a guarantee that he was going to be on the team. And last year, he was the person that the whole pitching staff together while Darvish and Snell and everyone was pretty much getting hurt. He came in, and then even this year, Blake Snell, he got hurt right before his first start, and Chris Mack came in, three shutout innings in Arizona, and he's continued, and now he's pitching in high leverage situations. So just a great story from him. If you look, you know, on his little more of about his background and all that, I think that would be a cool.
Thank you for the Jersey recommendation. City. I thought you were going to say Hyesung Kim.
That's another one too. That's
it's a good one, right? I feel I feel like he's underrated. I feel like the defense is just crazy.
Very. He's a very good defender. And then even as of late, he's been better offensively too. And so it'll be interesting to see if he gets more playing time when Fernando gets back. But yeah, he's a good one too. All right. I hope you don't get mad at me, but when I think of funny moments with you at MLB Network, it's Sean Casey hitting a liner at your head. How did that feel to get hit off that hard off of a former major leaguer?
So he was playing in a celebrity softball game. Mm-hmm. And he said, I played softball my whole life. He said, Shahadi, the ball comes different off the hand of a softball pitcher, right? Because you're coming underneath and the ball rises a little bit. It's different than throwing down. I need advice. I need help. Can you help me? I'm like, you're a career 305 hitter. I'm going to help you. But so I said, okay, let's go into Studio 42, which is our demo studio. Let's practice. So for some reason, I asked our producer, I was like, you should probably video this. It might be fun. First pitch in the head. It was a wiffle ball. Didn't hurt. But then he, caveman style, he ran to the mound and lifts me over his shoulder and runs around. Oh my gosh. We were so happy we had it on tape, but what a moment.
Yeah, that was a weird reaction, but it was a great.
It was a good.
Yeah, it was a great one to have on tape. Yeah, I agree. To the woman in sports conversation, I wanted to talk with you about that. I have two moms, and one of them won a national championship in softball at Cal State Fullerton, and so I've known is having women, you know, at the forefront of my sports lives. But I know that's not been the case as always, you know, in history, and. With the U.S. women's national team getting that equal pay this week, I thought it was a good time to bring it up. What do you think about the importance and how proud do you get when you see MLB Network and Apple TV and other networks giving women, you know, these big chances and being at the forefront?
Yeah. So I hosted a show last year on women in sports, and we interviewed everyone from Susan Waldman, a radio, you know, announcer for the Yankees, to the strength and conditioning coach, to anyone, right? In the game, females from all walks of life. Kim Ng was on it. And so I asked the question, I said, because there's often a narrative that there needs to be more women in baseball, right? That's the narrative. So I asked that question to everyone. And I said, do you think there need to be more women in baseball? And their answer was, there needs to be more qualified people in baseball. And they all said the same thing, which I found very valid. They said, I don't want to get the job because I'm a female. I want to get the job because I'm qualified. So for me, it's a conversation that I feel that way too. I don't want to get the job because I'm a girl. I want to get the job because I love the game. And hopefully I bring something to Central that, you know, Robert doesn't, and Robert brings something I don't, right? So it's not just the girl perspective, or it's not just, right? It's that different perspective, and that's awesome. That's a beautiful thing.
Right. All right, a couple of fun ones to end here. Your favorite city to go to when you're reporting or just traveling?
So stadium or city?
We'll go city. We'll go city.
Ooh, city. I'd say, I mean, Miami, probably.
Okay.
Stadium would be Oracle.
Okay. Oracle. Okay. Where would you rank Petco on there?
Ooh, I loved Petco. But when I covered games at Petco, the only time I was there was in the COVID shortened season.
Right.
So it was, we weren't going anywhere. I didn't get a taste of San Diego. You know what I mean? I really didn't go out. We didn't see restaurants. We stayed at a hotel, got bused to the ballpark, and then back. So it's not a valid, I can't give it back.
You can't.
Ever been to San Diego.
Yeah, right. How about your favorite player that you've viewed?
Interviewed. Is that what you said? Favorite player that I've ever interviewed?
Yeah.
Max Scherzer because it's a challenge. You have to ask the right questions. You can't not ask a question. You have to. I remember one time he was pitching in a postseason game. It was in St. Louis, and it was a get, and it was, he grew up 20 miles from there. And so the storyline was that he's pitching, you know, 20 miles away from where he grew up. Blah, 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 blah. You know how we like grab onto storylines. Well, I interviewed him after the game and I asked all the questions, the baseball questions, whatever. And I said, is it extra special to do it here? And he just shut me down right away. Like, I don't care where it is. You know, he's the fiercest competitor I've ever covered. He just is. So him, because he challenges you, even though I thought I had to ask that, we had talked about it in our production meeting, you know, he's gonna just tell you he's there to play baseball and that's it.
Right. Yeah. He's competitor. Yeah. And then even like that, was it last week with the Mets and he shut down the first pitch or something?
Yeah. The first pitch, the guy was trying to like get on his mound. He's like, get out of here. I'm on this mound. It's
yeah.
Fine.
Yeah. All right, this has been really, really fun. I'm so glad I got to do this with you. Lauren Chahadi of TBS MLB Network, thank you so much for joining.
Thank you for having me. Go Pods.